better.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. You can go there and actually submit whatever you want to it. All the items you see on the front page are created by listeners just like you. So when you see something online that you think is interesting or fun or exciting, outrageous, you can just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote. And the most voted up make it to the front page of the site for more people to see and possibly us to see and talk about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. You know, Mark, there was actually something that we talked about last week that we never had a chance to get to, and I wanted to make sure that that we did do that, because you said you really wanted to talk about it, and we just got distracted with Porkfest, interviewing all manner of different people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we never got to the letter about the protest.
That's right. There was a Memorial Day parade here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I, by chance, ended up viewing it. It was a rather short thing. I guess the local, whatever they are, National Guard here, is a transportation unit. So what they did is drove some tan semi-trucks up Main Street for their parade.
Well, all the tanks are in Afghanistan and Iraq,
So. Right. So, it was kind of a little strange, but, that's what happened. There was also maybe a high school or middle school band, and the Taekwondo group was giving
it, but whatever.
Whatever it was, they were giving some kind of demonstration, and I guess pounding for people to come in and sign up for their, monthly auto debit.
They were memorializing the fallen veterans or the fallen military members by doing Taekwondo practice.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a little weird.
So, it was what it was, small town Memorial Day parade. And at the end of that parade, myself and three other liberty-minded folks had some signs and a banner as well.
You were at the you were at the in the middle of the parade, really.
No, we were at the very end of it.
No, you were in the middle of it. You were at the central square, and the parade went on much farther than that.
No, actually, Mark. What happened was we started out at the recruiting center, which is a little ways away from the center of town. We had a kind of a outreach there, a protest there, sign waving, let's call it that, sign holding, and did that for about 40 minutes. Then walked down to Central Square, which is the center of town. The parade started a couple streets down, or one street or two streets down from that location. And the parade passed by us as we stood there with our signs in Central Square.
Right.
And then at the very tail end of the parade, we joined the parade.
That's correct.
Proceeded to then walk up
basically half of the parade route at the end of the parade.
Right, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that we were in the middle of the parade the whole time, and that's not true. We were at the end of the parade.
All right, I get what you're saying.
Stood in Central Square, then joined the parade at the end of the parade.
You started
up the street
in the middle of the parade route.
There, that would be more accurate to say.
And
not even really the middle. It was really the beginning of the route. I mean, they literally just turned on the Main Street.
I need a map.
At the end of the parade, you grabbed on to the tail end of the parade and walked as if it was appropriate for you guys to be walking behind the parade.
I don't know if it was. I mean, a lot of people obviously didn't think it was appropriate, and that's where this letter to the editor came from that we can share with you here.
You know, it's not like there was anybody. There weren't police walking behind the parade to, scatter people that might, get behind the parade.
There was a police car that was not far from where we were, though. In fact, I think he was right behind us.
Anyway, you guys looked, for all intents and purposes, like you had been assigned to being at the end of the parade.
You had permission.
I don't think anyone really thought that we had permission to be there.
I don't know.
But we were there.
Who knows what people thought?
And some people didn't. Well, I know what some people thought, because we know what one lady thought, because she wrote a letter to the editor.
We know what some people thought. That doesn't give you the mind of everybody.
And we know that some people liked it, because we got positive response from folks that were watching the parade as we walked by.
Sure.
So one local lady was pretty upset, though, and she wrote this to the local newspaper. I attended the Memorial Day Parade, as I do every year, to support my husband who participates in the parade, as well as the men and women who have served our country, past, present, and future. It was so nice to see such a large turnout this year compared to past years. However, I was angered and saddened to have to bear witness to the protesters that felt it necessary to be at the end of the parade. I do respect and understand their right to protest the war and feel that they can do this every Saturday in Central Square.
Were you guys actually protesting the war? I think you just had signs advocating for peace, right?
What was there? There was something that said something
about
it.
I'm not disturbing the peace. I'm disturbing the war.
So there was that. And mine said peace is the way, and I forget what Chris Cantwell signed.
Right. So these are pretty, just sort of generic signs. It's not like saying, your husband in the 32nd Armored Division is a paid killer for the man.
No, there was certainly nothing like that. But that doesn't matter, Mark. It's upsetting to people. They were expecting to see a completely pro-state parade, and how dare we? How dare we? She says. So anyway, she says, you can go ahead and do that every Saturday in Central Square, which, for those that don't know, in Keene, New Hampshire, every Saturday there are peace vigils in Central Square, and they involve signs.
One of the few places in America where you can actually see an ongoing peace vigil. This one's been going on for more than decades.
So she's basically saying, well, you peaceniks, you should be relegated to Saturday mornings where I don't have to really think about you.
Sure, I don't go out on Saturdays.
She says, yet I found it very disrespectful to those who have or are serving our country to do this not just on Memorial Day, but at the parade.
I think it's imperative here to point out. She says, I respect your right to do it, but
don't do it around me, on my day, in my parade, on my streets.
This is the part that I don't get, is if you're going to reach an audience, I mean, when would you do it? Isn't this the most appropriate day to do it? I mean, I have heard many times from the soldier poets that nobody wants peace like soldiers want peace. Why is it that it's always the people who didn't fight the wars that are out there complaining about people not properly respecting the soldiers? I mean, I guess I want to hear it from the combat veterans.
The complaints, if they're going to be
I mean, so often we're told, shut up, if you're not a veteran, you can't complain about war. Well, darn it, then you can't support it if you're not one.
I'm trying to think. They're probably
those are my streets you cut down. I mean, I couldn't drive down the main street in Keene, New Hampshire, because as far as I'm concerned, there were a bunch of bloodthirsty state worshippers on the side of the street. Now, I wouldn't go and say that because I don't think it's a very convincing thing to say. But, I could just as easily say that. Why should they be using my streets? I paid for those streets.
Your thoughts are welcome.
Among other people.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the letter writer...
If you have a public parade, paid for by the public, put on by the public, then the public should be allowed to be in the parade.
Absolutely. And, Ms. Zock here, the letter writer, Carolyn Zock, she's certainly within her rights to be upset. You certainly can be offended if you would like. That's your choice. She goes on to say that these are the men and women who have died or served time to make this great country free.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And free was in italics.
Right. So free means...
And they don't just italicize that stuff for anyone in the Keene Sentinel.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, they won't.
This is a letter to the editor.
Generally, they will insert a few typos because they're not that great at typesetting over there. But it just is... Yeah, that you can't get something italicized in a letter to the editor in the Keene Sentinel. So that was...
Is this why they call it the Slantinel?
Slantinel, yeah. It's terrible. Terrible paper.
And you can't get, you can't call something, it's not free if you can't get at the end of the parade.
Right.
I mean, really? I mean, if your parade excludes people, then it's not about freedom.
I mean, did this woman approach you guys that you know of?
Not that I know of. No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who this lady is. She lives down the street from me, but I don't know who she is.
I have to laugh. I mean, and it's a sad kind of laugh because I was raised in a military family. I understand the rhetoric that she's spewing because it's what you live with when you're in a military family. It's state, 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 patriot, 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 and oh, the hippies.
And you're free because of us.
Right. Right. We're doing this for your freedom.
Then they're doing a terrible job because our freedoms are going away.
Right. That's
soldiers.
Right.
Soldiers of America.
And people
please
like
stop
this
helping.
Don't realize that and just want to keep keep perpetuating what's going on here.
Maybe if they kill more people around the world, we'll be more free. That's the problem. They're just not killing enough people. They're not starting enough wars.
Upsetting enough people.
This is Free Talk Live at 855-453. We're only halfway through.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, we call it that because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we do it live 7 nights per week here in the studio. This evening it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE, or maybe it's not the evening where you're listening. Could be on the West Coast. You could be in the middle of the night somewhere in Europe. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It allows you to get on the air here with us and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind here as we continue with a letter that we'll be sharing with the remainder of you with. We will share it. We will be sharing the remainder of you of it
of
with
which
you.
We will be, sharing the remainder of with you shortly.
Yes, I am a radio professional in moments.
Well, I'd ask you to tell them about gold.freetalklive.com, but I'm afraid you'd flub it up. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com to get rounds, coins, bullion, whatever kind of gold or silver that you might want to get into your hand. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, and they will get gold and silver to you quickly, and to you at some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you helping yourself by getting precious metals in your hands, but you're helping Free Talk Live when you go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number again is 855-450-FREE. There's a lady that wrote a letter to the local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, about the Memorial Day protest that took place where myself and three other local activists joined in the parade on Memorial Day at the very end of the parade and walked with peace-oriented signage to the end of the parade. So we walked for the remainder of the parade and joined it just after it had begun. That apparently upset some people, including one local lady who, of course, trots out the usual nonsense of, oh, well, the military fought for your freedoms. She says these are the men and women who have died for...
Now, I think that militaries, I'm willing to give fought for your freedoms to the Continental Army of the colonies.
Didn't even know me.
Agreed, but I'm willing to give that to them. I don't think that there are too many militaries. Perhaps the United States military during the War of 1812 was fighting against the British who might have retaken the colony. When in fact, I guess the war was being fought over a practice that, you know, wasn't being done anymore. You know, the United States was way behind and really was itching for a war with Great Britain and was only saved by a hurricane, a freak hurricane that hit Washington, D.C. So, I'm willing to go ahead and give them the War of 1812. 200 years ago, some people might have fought for my freedoms, but I don't. And soldiers may fight because they think they're fighting for my freedoms, and I appreciate the thought.
So should you support their delusions?
Right. I mean, you know,
should we all just play pretend for the good of the soldiers and, you know, their psyches? Because, oh, yes, thank you for fighting for my freedoms, even though we're less free now than we were a decade ago or two decades ago.
Another turn of phrase that I've run into several times is our way of life. Where they
whatever
defend,
that means.
Right.
Now, that's more accurate.
Kind of moving away from the whole, well, defending our freedoms.
Yeah.
It's
a more accurate statement.
Right.
But what does it even mean, our way of life?
What
Whose
does
way of life?
Fighting for the fatherland mean?
Well, right. Do you mean the way of life of going and taking life? Is that the way of life they're talking about?
Yeah.
Because that's not my way of life.
Well, it's also the, basically, to me, what it says is that we're defending the corporations that basically own the politicians for whom we are fighting. That's what our way of life is. This country's interests. They'll often use that terminology, mm-hmm. too, when they're talking about foreign policy. Well, this country's interests don't seem to be in alignment with my interests.
Right. Well, what is a country anyway? Just an idea.
Oh, a country, apparently, is the government that runs it, right?
Well, government is just an idea, too. It's just men and women. It's fine. Their interests. So to use collectivist terms like the country really obscures what's really going on. The country doesn't do anything. It's just an idea. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome here. But let me continue with Carolyn Zock's letter here to the editor. She's very upset about what she considers to be very disrespectful towards those serving our country. She says they have died or served time to make this great country free. Free so they, the protesters, as United States citizens, can demonstrate their beliefs. My father was too young for World War I and too old for World War II, but he flew our country's flag high every day. He told my brother and me that we were blessed to live in a nation where we were free. Free to work where we wanted and do what we wanted. He also told us...
Has she tried doing what she wanted lately?
Apparently she doesn't want to do any interesting things, because all of the interesting things
are illegal.
Pretty much. Or maybe what she doesn't realize is some of the things she's doing are actually illegal. Maybe she's living under this mistaken belief that I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I only roll every third stop sign.
Yeah. I never speed. I love it when we get people on the air who are taking us to task for, doing things like running through a stop sign or, of course, looking both ways first. But making our own decisions, taking us to task for that as though they've never done anything that was ever illegal, as though they never had a drink under the age of 21, as though they never have run through a stop sign or sped 5 miles an hour of the speed limit.
Or sped up to go through a yellow light.
Yeah,
ridiculous. I'd be happy to support a nation whose greatest depredations are speed limits and stop signs. As far as I'm concerned, the foreign policy that we are fighting for now was created by the use of the military up to this point. As far as I'm concerned, what's going on in the Middle East was set up decades ago by the CIA, intervening in Iran and intervening with the Sauds, the House of Saud, and these, these large nations in the Middle East. So this is just payback. This is what happens when you get involved in in other people's politics. How would you feel if some foreign nation, call them China, came in here and helped off the Democratic incumbent who's running for president? I mean, what would you think about that? You'd think that was a pretty tyrannical country with a lot of hubris. Maybe the only way that country can be taught a lesson, if you think in generalities and the sort of collectivist thought, as most people seem to, is to take them down a peg or two.
So she goes to talk about how her daddy taught her that we're free around these parts, free to do what we wanted, she says. He also told us what a privilege it was to be free to vote. My father died when I was 12 years old. He made a lasting impression on me about my right as a free citizen to change the things I did not like by voting. I mean, this sounds like something you'd read in government civics class.
Yeah.
It just seems straight out of the
textbook. Very indoctrinated. Very indoctrinated. And what strikes me as odd is her father wasn't even enlisted. Like my dad was a colonel in the army. I can understand living in indoctrination in my house growing up or in my family, but someone who didn't even have family who served is saying this.
Well, her father was in the military, but too young. No, that's not what she said.
Too young for World War I and too old for World War II.
I thought she said previously in the letter that her father was had served in the military.
Negative.
Am I mistaken?
That is a mistake.
Okay.
He had not, but he did fly the flag high every day, she says.
I mean, I just love those people that,
sing the national anthem at the top of their lungs. Absolutely.
We've got more coming up from Carolyn here in a moment, and your thoughts are certainly welcome if you'd like to add into this discussion at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever walked in a memorial? Memorial Day Parade holding peace signs? You should try it. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freetalklive.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here for you tonight, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Nami.
And Mark.
And those features on the site include our webcam. So for those of you that would like to watch the show, you can do that over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact in the chat room. There are folks in there pretty much every single night, and the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, so it makes it real convenient. cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business that perhaps you got into in order to do the business and not in order to do a bunch of paperwork for accounts receivable and that sort of thing, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. It's been sponsoring Free Talk Live for many years. It's SACL CAI.
So we're sharing a letter to the editor here from a local person in the Keene area that's very upset about a protest that went on at the end of a local Memorial Day parade where myself and some other liberty-minded folks got into the parade with pro-peace signage. And she's very upset. She calls it very disrespectful.
The pro-peace signage really was pro-peace signage. It wasn't
not anti-war. You know,
stop this war, stop the Afghan war, the soldiers are baby killers, or any of that stuff. This is just give peace a chance kind of thing. Kumbaya, normal stuff.
The lady here is pointing out that her daddy raised her right. He taught her that this is a free country, and she goes,
"You know,
his
daddy might have been from the Soviet Russia, where we make you free. You know, whatever it is, you know, maybe comparatively, the United States was quite free to wherever it was that this gentleman came, and I can understand why that person is grateful. However,
and it probably was a lot more free 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40. It's probably a lot.
I don't know how old Ms. Zock is here. I'm going to just guess she's in her 60s because she's writing to a newspaper.
But. Her father was too old, too young to be in World War One, and too old to be in World War Two. Which, you know, my friend Vernon, who's in his, I think he's in his early 80s, whom I go to see once a week.
Right.
He was in World War Two.
Okay.
This lady
is older than him.
She's I mean, that's I don't know. She's given him some competition.
Well, either way, she says that he made on me a lasting impression about my right as a free citizen to change the things I didn't like by voting.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to address here. This lady is essentially participating in protest, right? She's writing,
To the editor.
She's writing into the letter to the editor. Now, certainly she's, you know, it's a different sort of protest, but that's what it is. She's not participating in voting. If she actually believed, because what she's suggesting here is if you don't like the system the way it is, get out and vote, you stinking, dirty hippies,
right,
and stay out
protesting.
Of my parade.
Yeah.
And if she believed that, she would be voting for the city council person who would outlaw this kind of behavior. She'd be rallying her city council people or whatever.
Don't give her any ideas.
Well, I'm just saying that if she believed in voting, just voting,
because
voting is pointless, is a statistically insignificant act.
Well, now, she doesn't have to, though, right? I mean, like, she's pretty comfy the way she is. A lot easier to complain.
Oh, no, she's not getting what she wants. I mean, she is in the minority here. I don't think that too many people think that what you did is worth throwing you in jail. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. But especially in this town. But so this lady's participating in protest. If she actually believed that voting, and I'm just talking about voting because that's what she was talking about. I'm not talking about running a political candidate or being involved in politics because I think that you can be, you know, the more you're involved in politics, the more effect you can have. But if you're just talking about voting, it's a statistically insignificant act. So why doesn't she just hush up and vote for the candidate that she believes would be best at keeping the hippies off the street?
Well, then she'd be following her own advice.
Right. And her advice stinks.
Yeah. And maybe she knows that it stinks, because maybe she is aware of how unwieldy the system actually is and realizes that that would be, you know, the most effective way to get people off of her back is to just go have them vote, because then they wouldn't be bugging her.
Sure. And if you don't believe that voting is a statistically insignificant act, go look at the totals in your state for whatever the candidates were in 2008 for president, and then decide that you're going to change your vote retroactively from one side to the other and see if it changes anything.
Even if you did change
it,
even if it was a one vote difference between the candidates, it still wouldn't be significant in that, oh, whoa, so you elected John McCain instead of Barack Obama.
Sure.
That'll change things.
Admittedly, there's not much of a difference between the two political parties. I'm just pointing out that voting between the two political parties largely is a statistically insignificant act. If you want to have an effect, you need to be considering local elections and that kind of thing, but they're still oftentimes statistically insignificant.
So allow me to continue with her state worshipping letter here, chastising the activists for daring to speak out during a Memorial Day parade. How dare you? She says, I hope the next time the demonstrators choose to demonstrate, they think about the sorrow and hurt they may have caused the families and the men and women who have given their lives for us.
I get really...
We've hurt them after the fact. They're already dead, but we've managed to hurt them.
She's upset that her father would have been upset by this, and I can see that there's what that's, you know, that's true, but isn't it just as valid to say, I hope that the, I guess we're talking about families there, I hope that the people that potentially sign up to be soldiers and their families think about the hurt and sorrow that, of the innocents that are killed in war. I mean, according to the State Department's own papers, leaked through WikiLeaks, more than 100,000 non-uniform, non-combatants were killed in Iraq. I mean, these soldiers that come back with the PTSD, they've shown through studies that PTSD is far worse when the worst cases of PTSD are caused by guilt.
Yeah.
It's not by what you see, the horrors of war, or the explosions, or things that smell like smoke, or anything like that. It's the guilt that you feel for either what you did singularly or collectively.
Yeah, or that you assisted with the taking of life.
Correct. I'm glad you brought up PTSD, because I have to wonder if the letter writer is one of those people who will go up And meaning all the sunshine in the world, say thank you, sir, for your service.
Right. Throw them back 6 months in their therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because a dear friend of mine had severe PTSD, and he couldn't stand going out in public because in uniform or in his small town where people knew that he had gone to Iraq. And he didn't want to be thanked for his service because he was appalled by what he had to do in order to survive himself to come back.
Right.
I would hope that he would say something. I mean, I understand that it's going to be difficult, but to be in a situation like that where you know, you don't want people to bring this up, but they keep doing it because they know who you are, I would hope that he would speak up at that moment and say, look, you know, please don't thank me for this.
Right.
This is what I did, and I'm not proud of it.
If you had the foggiest inclination
of what I did.
If you had just one drop of the knowledge of what it's like in war, you would not be celebrating war. Because
that's right.
Mostly it seems that people celebrate war when they're celebrating these Memorial Days and the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy as I could possibly be that a soldier is alive and safe at home and no longer following the dictates of what I consider to be a government that's, you know, slipped the bounds of justice and morality, and, you know, just sending them off to do whatever they say and threatening them with a jail cell if they don't do it.
So letter writers like Ms. Zock here can find comfort in this belief system they have that, oh, well, it's not the sorrow and hurt that the military caused these families and these dead people by sending them into these hell zones where they commit atrocities and do horrible things to other human beings and have their buddies blown away next to them. It's not that sorrow and hurt that's the problem. It's the people walking the parade with the peace signs.
Yeah.
Exercising
their First Amendment right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all the people were in the front of the parade were doing, too. You know, they've got their favorite colors. They didn't go off and fight any wars. They've got their favorite colors. Let's talk about our favorite colors, red, white, and blue. Yay, yay, yay. And, you know, they don't have any idea what these wars are like. I've read over and over the essays that these soldiers write when they return, and they're not so thrilled with these wars. They're not so thrilled with the actions that they were forced to take by their government.
If the protesters are not happy with Washington, then change Washington. Do not take it out on a day that is set aside to honor our veterans and remember those who lost their lives so that the rest of us can be free.
Protecting the Constitution. Protecting the Constitution. That's the oath they took. First they swore to protect the Constitution, not anybody's sensitive proclivities about patriotism or their...
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring signs into their rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey,
who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make.
Wait,
on count.
Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,571.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,610.68, $805.34 for a half ounce, or $402.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,610.68, $805.34, and $402.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can show the appreciation by going to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get perks. You get stuff like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials the regular podcast does, and also other things like the Amp Only Forum and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Clint, listening in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Clint.
Hey, actually had a few questions about the AMP program.
Oh, excellent.
Any way you can push the button to make me sound like the LRN-FM guy?
Oh, you want to sound like Zeus from LRN.FM? I'm afraid God pushed that button.
Yeah, you're talking about the deep-voiced voice actor kind of guy.
LRN.FM.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, I can't even do it. He talks like that in real life.
You've been on the phone with him?
No. I've sat down to meals with the guy. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because seems like every time my voice is recorded, it doesn't sound very good, you know, but you can't do that for me, huh?
Afraid not.
No, that's not one of the perks that comes with the AMP program.
Actually, about the AMP program, what types of things do you do to advertise to get more listeners?
Great question. We do have Google AdWords that is constantly in motion. So people that are searching for things like talk radio, FM talk, AM talk, things like this, phrases that are similar, will be shown advertisements about Free Talk Live, in the little Google sidebar thing that they have when you do searches there. So that's one way. There's also Facebook ads that are running as well. So those are two ways to get more listeners on board from across the world.
We've also hired a internet marketing director. I'll admit, He's not working for much, but, you know, we've got...
Oh, right.
Yeah, Ian doesn't even remember. We did this a couple of weeks ago. Now, Porkfest intervened, and he should be getting rolling right about now, but...
So he's going to be tweaking the Facebook page out a little bit.
We have the expectation that we're going to, you know, see, you know, be rolling out some more listeners and that kind of thing.
Does that answer your question, Clint?
If I got turned on to Free Talk Live via the AMP program, the first time I heard about it, I think I was listening to a podcast of a local show, Libertarian Solution,
mm-hmm.
and I think they had a commercial for it. I was just wondering if that would have been a AMP.
Nope, they must have been doing that on their own. That's one of the shows that appears on LRN.fm. It's a Sunday afternoon program in the Eastern Time Zone.
There we thank them.
They're actually based in Arizona, I think. And they it's only actually a one-hour show. It's the only one-hour show on LRN.fm as far as the live shows are concerned. And they've been on probably well over a year at this point. And so I guess the folks over there at the Libertarian Solution are running some Free Talk Live ads just to fill some airtime.
You know, talk radio hosts have to take breaks because nature calls.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they're always going to be looking for ads. Generally, when you're, you know, what Free Talk Live did early on is we didn't have the time to sell ads. We didn't feel we had the reach to sell ads for any great price or anything like that. So pretty much for the first 2 years that we were syndicated, we didn't even bother. We just let Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, just run ads in our place. And, you know, we might have stuck a few things in here and there just because we were interested in them. But so we did the same thing when we were starting out, just kind of stick in things that we were interested in.
So there you go, Clint. Other questions?
I was wondering if there was anything that people are doing that is effective as far as turning friends and other people onto it. You know, I've tried... getting some friends to listen and whatnot, and although you make it really easy to download the podcast and things like that,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had much success. One time when I was on a hunting trip, I had an MP3 player, and I had a lot of episodes on it, and one of my friends fell in love with Stephanie's voice, and when he got home, he listened to it for a little while, but that's about the only success that I've had.
Well, If people aren't interested in listening to talk radio, I mean, they're not going to listen, right? I mean, if they're more of a music listener type of person, it's going to be difficult to get them to listen to, I think, a talk radio program.
So I find duct tape is effective.
Hold them still. You know, so it just depends.
I think that you're doing the very best thing you can in sort of your life. Now, I think you can share on your Twitter feed or your Facebook if you've got either of those, any kind of social networking you have. You can share, you know, a show once a week. And that's probably the most effective thing you can do on the internet.
Yeah,
but in real life, you know, you listen and other people hear it. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they heard because a friend of theirs was listening to it and, you know, it went on from there.
Yeah, when I went to the Arizona Republican State Convention, and when I was there, some people had some news up about, you know, other things, and I was thinking that would be an interesting thing to do some year, is to go down to one of those and set up a Free Talk Live booth and have it playing and have the stickers and stuff like that. I don't know how far that would go. But
that'd be incredible. I don't know what the response would be like at a Republican convention, but I guess if a bunch of Ron Paul people were around, maybe it would be useful. And I always question whether or not one should have, like, I've always seen this at different county fairs and things like that, where a booth operator will have, like, a TV set with a video on a loop. Does anyone really stand there and watch that? Really?
You've done a lot of booths. You tell me.
I'm just wondering. Well, I mean, I'm asking people who have presumably gone to county fairs and things like that. Has anybody ever gone through the vendor area and just stopped and taken a look at whatever was on a TV set that was playing?
I
really?
Think you'd probably be better off just handing out CDs of the show at the booth. You know, again, you know, handing them to people. And
unless
maybe
it's NASCAR, people going to county fairs will always stop
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Okay, but something educational, something informative.
Infomercial?
Yeah,
no.
Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I thought about putting it on CD to hand it out, which I think that would be an effective way to do it. I would need to get a little better at some of the audio programs, because I don't think you could fit a whole show on one CD.
No, not an audio CD. You could certainly put several shows on a data disc that you handed out. You could probably put, you know, well over a few weeks, couple weeks worth of shows.
Yeah, but then the average CD player won't play them in a
Correct.
Car.
So you'd have to make an audio CD, which would be like an hour, basically, of the show, or 70 minutes. You might be able to fit, let's see, audio CDs are, 79 minutes these days? So you could basically fit 2 hours of the show on one CD, because after you cut out all the commercial breaks and that sort of thing, it basically breaks down to 40 minutes of talking.
It'll certainly be a good teaser.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
I have some friends that drive quite a bit to and from work, and they work kind of by my house, so thinking about putting some on CD and then just go leave them under their windshield wipers and...
Are the people that you're, you know, inviting, I think that's, I consider that to be littering personally, but I appreciate your interest and the efforts that you are interested in, you know, putting into getting people into Free Talk Live. Gosh, thank you for that, and thank you for caring enough about the show to share it with your friends, and I understand, you know, the frustration. But, you know, one of the questions that I think is an important qualification question to ask somebody before you share with them talk radio is, hey, do you like talk radio? And, of course, then again, maybe that's not a good question to ask because people have preconceived notions about what that means. You know, if you ask the question, do you like
talk radio?
A lot
of our audience doesn't listen to talk radio.
Right. Yeah, so how do you deal
with
this? At
least the podcast audience.
You just talk to people about the topics you hear us talk about on Free Talk Live. Hey, you'll never guess what kind of crazy story I heard on Free Talk Live. And start a conversation and... that's what I would do.
Yeah, I tell you, if you disagree with somebody on a subject, suggesting that they go and back up your opinion by listening to or reading something generally is pretty ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, go and do something in order to make me right. People generally don't do that. But if they agree with you on some subject, then this is a radio program that you might enjoy. It's
right.
Called Free Talk Live. You can go get the last 7 days for free off their website at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's a good point. You could, you know, kind of, if you're going to play something on like a Facebook page, you could always put something on like, well, you won't believe what these guys said about XYZ issue, and then link to the SoundCloud link of that particular episode or the actual time code at which the incident happened that you want to share. Of course, there are also there's some folks that are taking our promos and putting them on YouTube, for instance. We have these 60-second audio promos that some people really enjoy, and they've taken to put them on YouTube. So that might be a way to kind of tease somebody into the show instead of hitting them with a full hour of content, you know, just give them a minute-long promo to listen to. Because what is it they say, the average YouTube video, or like the most successful YouTube videos are an average of 2 minutes long?
I think so, yeah.
I believe that's the case. So maybe that's another way to approach it.
Promo events happen because I hear I know the commercials you're talking about. I listen probably every other day, but somehow or another, I'm never listening when those events happen.
Some of them are pretty old, actually, when I do promos. I'll do, like, a few times a year, I'll cut, like, six or so promos at once. And once in a while, I will cut something from fresh content, but usually for everyone I cut from fresh content, I cut from old, like, content that's, like, 3 years old. I've literally got that many promos that I've marked, essentially, to go back for years. So I've got my work cut out for me. Clint, thanks for the interest, and thanks to everybody that shares Free Talk Live with friends and family, and it's much appreciated. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, you can take control, bring up anything you want.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.